All right, welcome to Tech Luster, new podcast that is being produced by myself, Brad, and Bob from the UK. What's up, Bob?
Nothing much, Brad. What's going on with yourself?
Fuck all, mate. Can we swear on the show or what?
Yeah, man.
All right. What is the Tech Luster, Bob? What is it? What is it? I'm asking you what it is. What is it?
Basically, it's a website where people like ourselves would like to come and feed off our news, reviews, also like podcasts, live casts, all sorts of things really. It's just a place where geeks can get together. It's probably, you're sitting there thinking, oh, it's already been done, but it's not, because it's gonna be all that and more in one place, and it's probably never been done before. It's probably never been attempted, and this time we're going all out with it.
Okay, so for a new user, like, say for example, if I'm a new user to the site, what can I do on it?
Basically, you can just look at news updates. I mean, what I was thinking, maybe there's going to be a 30-second rule where we'll keep our promise to update some sort of tech news within 30 seconds. So it's going to be updated in the 30-second time frame through on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There's going to be live casting. If there's someone that's gone off to bed, it'll switch to someone else in a different time zone. It's going to involve a lot of different people from different countries, so we have our news sources coming from all different corners of the world, basically.
Okay, how did you come up with the name? Now, you're the owner of this project and you got me involved with it, and I said yes, and it's going to be pretty fun. How did you come up with the name?
Well, Tech Luster, it's sort of like, you know, it's how you say it. There's different ways of saying it. There's Tech Cluster or there's Tech Luster. There's people, you know, it's a bit of comedy involved, you know, Tech Luster. People lust for tech every second of the day, and obviously it's going to be a cluster of people coming from all different corners of the world. So I thought, you know, hey, that's a good snappy name. So I thought I'd put it into effect and get it out there.
All right, cool, dude. There's going to be a YouTube channel. What's that going to be entailed?
Basically, that's going to be holding reviews, best part, and also, like, there may be like recordings of like big tech conferences, you know, big tech gatherings, you know, to like see the latest tech, you know, like robots and stuff, and latest iPods, fucking all sorts. It's just it's just purely there to show people what's out there.
So, and, for example, if I got a new phone or something, I can log into YouTube and do a video on it.
Yeah, absolutely. Whatever phone it is, whatever make, model it is.
Can anyone do that at all, or do they need to be part of the
Yeah, they would have to be a trusted person and be involved in the cluster of people.
Yep.
Sort of like a circle of people. You know, people who are very well trusted and are responsible and can also, you know, have their sources around them to actually push news out there and also to review technology.
All right. So, you're saying that can anyone join up now, or what's going on with the site?
Anyone with like sort of any sort of business or idea of a business or idea of, you know, starting off doing tech and has a few sponsors, and wants to get involved, then yeah, but there can't be too many people, otherwise obviously the website's just going to be overloaded with random people.
It will
and
be.
That's what you don't want.
Yep. Yep, for sure.
But so basically there's going to be the top head people, which are us, Brad,
yep.
And there's obviously going to be the community, which are feeding off us. Not in the sense that, you know, literally feeding off us. I meant like,
yep.
You know, if they read the website, go through it and comments, do whatever, and, you know, we might think about setting up an IRC chat, maybe a communal Skype program, something really good where everyone can get involved, ring up, talk to a person who's live casting live.
Yep, yep.
And just basically do whatever the hell you want, but not within the rules that are bound to the,
yep.
to the actual website.
Yep. So it's all technology chat. It's going to be community. Now people are saying it's going to be like Chris Perillo. It's not going to be nothing like that, is it? Is that correct?
Yeah, it's nothing like Chris Perillo. Chris Perillo's a one man.
Yep.
Who has his own sources and does everything himself. This is not just one man. This is a lot of men and maybe some women as well.
Yeah.
That actually come on and do their own thing and get it out there. You know what I mean? Chris Perillo is totally different. Chris Perillo is like, he used to be a TV presenter, and none of us are TV presenters who are doing this. We're just people who have a general knowledge and also a liking of technology that just want to push it out there to the community and get known and,
for sure,
you know, have a good time. You know what I mean? This
yep.
isn't about competition. This is just about purely having, you know, a good time and enjoying technology.
For sure, mate. Now, you've had this idea for a while, and explaining to people, what made you get into this sort of thing.
Well, tell you the truth, I just, ever since I moved into my first flat, got myself my own internet and stuff like that, I started exploring the internet, seeing ways if I could make money on the internet, and obviously I couldn't because it was such, you know, such a noob at everything that
yep.
I didn't know what to do. So I just started broadcasting, a little small time broadcast, nothing big. And just started broadcasting. I seen a few people like Chris Perillo, Leo Laporte. I also seen Jason McIntyre from McIntech.
Yep.
You know, Dylan Combs.
Yep.
You know, all people who do different podcasts and stuff like that. I seen all them and I thought, yeah, maybe I'll give that a shot because I like technology, so why not? Why the hell not?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I crashed and failed, but this time it's real.
It is. Now, you asked me to be on, to be part of it. If I said no, that I didn't want to be part of it, what would you do? Would you still continue doing it, or would you find someone else that wouldn't be involved?
Probably would still commit to it because, you know, this is probably one of my lifelong goals now, and I've just got a family of my own, and, you know, I just want to, you know, what everyone wants to do,
yep.
maybe get a bit of fortune in their lives. And the reason why I asked you, Brad, to come along is because you had something really unique that I really liked, and you know, this Podomatic and Tech Webcast, and something really unique that I've never listened to before, and I really liked it, and I thought to myself, hey, why not? He's a good bloke, you know. What can I say, Brad? You're a good bloke, man, so that's why I asked you to come along. You're
all
a trustworthy guy.
Cheers, mate. Now, where can they find this new thing on the internet?
Everywhere.
For
Twitter,
example,
Facebook,
yep.
YouTube.
Now, when will we see a new video? When will we see the first video review for the channel?
I can't give an official date or time or anything. It's just a matter of this is doing this in my own spare time because I have a really busy life at the moment with work and Christmas coming up and stuff like that. So it's all going to be done in a short frame of time, but it's going to be jumbled up everywhere soon.
Now, is there going to be a schedule for this? For a podcast, now we're doing this is the first episode. Maybe we can record every Monday. What's today? Wednesday. Maybe we can record every Wednesday about this time.
Yeah,
that would be good.
I mean, since this is the first podcast and all, I'd have to, you know, see what I was doing. I mean, because it's really hard for me, you know, because we both live in different time frames. So you're just waking up.
Exactly.
And I'm just going to bed. But the fact of the matter is, I'm that committed that I will actually stay up all night and probably go to work the next morning and have no sleep.
Right. Well, we don't want that. even if I just record something and get someone else on, and if you can't be on, if you want to add something in, you can email me some stuff or something and I can talk about it.
But, that's fine. But, you know, that's how far I'm willing to go, you know. I know it sounds stupid, like, but, you know, there's that much commitment there that I, you know, I just really like to get it out there, you know what I mean? It's just two men now, Brad. Two men, Brad.
That's it, mate. That's it. Yeah. Tech Luster is here, and Twitter at Tech Luster, Facebook, YouTube, new site coming soon by Cody, which is going to be made by him, and also there's going to be some web hosting and a domain up very shortly, probably next week. New blog post about it. I wrote that on my blog. Check that out, bradsblog.org. Anything else you want to mention, Bob, before we go?
Yeah. This project that we are doing, guys, if anybody listens to this, it's going to be absolutely awesome. And if you want to get involved, email to us at techcluster@live.co.uk if you want to get in contact and maybe talk a few things out, and we'll take it from there.
Wicked, mate. Also techcluster1@gmail.com, which can be found as well. You can email us there. I'm not sure why the one was there, because I couldn't find any other email address that would suit it.
Or you could just reach us at Facebook and Twitter.
Either way,
you know.
Yep. Too easy. All right, well, this has been episode one of the Tech Cluster with Brad and Bob. First episode, dude. Good job.
Yeah. Good job, man.
Thank you
very much.